Good evening from miserable, liberal Portland, Oregon. This is Andrew. You are listening to the Gay Libertarian Podcast. And this is a pretty important episode. It's called Crossroads. And I'm going to explain why that is and why I am contemplating leaving the Libertarian Party. It all started, I guess, about a day or so ago. So that would have been, I guess, July 19th. And Nina Turner, who, if you're not familiar with her, she is about as liberal as they come. She is a full-blown socialist and unapologetic about it. And she thinks everything should be free. And libertarians believe that there's no such thing as free, that it's all taxpayer funded, and that it's not right to force someone to pay for someone else's services, livelihood, whatever. So Nina Turner tweeted out, "Insulin should be free. Healthcare should be free." And in response, the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, who has a track record of inflammatory statements and tweets, responded, "Picking cotton should be free." And yes, Nina Turner is black. And I feel like this is such a disgusting, racist statement. And I disagree with that statement profoundly. I feel like racism is a violation of the non-aggression principle. But to make matters worse, the official Libertarian Party Twitter account doubled down and said that they agree completely with the Libertarian Party New Hampshire's tweet. And I'm really not cool with that. There are so many tactful ways that libertarians could have approached this. And thankfully, the Libertarian Party of Louisiana's account made a very fair and balanced statement. I don't know where I'm at moving forward. Do I stay with the Libertarian Party? Do I change voter registration to Republican and kind of follow in the steps of Rand Paul and Thomas Massey and being like a libertarian-leaning Republican? There's a lot about the Republican Party that I don't see eye to eye to. And I feel like being just an independent isn't worth my time. I'll never be able to vote in a primary, and no candidate that I like will ever make it to the second round. So yeah. That's why I'm at a crossroads. I think if Nina Turner was smart, she would learn to rephrase things in a way that's not going to trigger knee-jerk reaction from libertarians. And she did in subsequent tweets try to do that. She said something along the lines, and I'm paraphrasing here, you'll have to forgive me, but she said something along the lines of, if we redistributed our tax dollars better and didn't plunge $800 billion into the military, we could provide insulin at little to no cost. And I think if she had said that from the start, I don't think she would have gotten any pushback. But there's something about the libertarian in New Hampshire, they're just triggered by the word free, like something should be free. And they just go ballistic. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of like Alex Jones or Kanye West, where you just blurt shit out without thinking about it. And then when people call you out on it, you play the victim. Like, oh, well, you're just overreacting. No, man. There's no fucking planet where telling a person of color that picking cotton should be free, like, are you fucking stupid? It just blows my mind that A, New Hampshire libertarians would say that, and then B, have the National Libertarian official Twitter feed not call them out on it and kind of double down on their statement. I posted an episode a couple weeks ago. My last episode was called No Jews Allowed. And hopefully, if you listen to that episode, you would realize that I am being satirical. There is nothing satirical about what the LPNH tweeted. They're being very serious because they keep doubling down on these quasi-racist statements, and it just blows my mind. As someone who personally is a huge fan of ska music and reggae music, like, I just can't justify this shit. And I don't know what I'm gonna do. I take that back. I know what I'm gonna do, and it sucks, but ultimately, I've got to live within my own personal values. I have to do what's best for me and not what's my supposed politics. The Libertarian Party needs to do better. I mean, we're already only getting 2%, 3% of the vote. It's not going to improve if you say these kind of bullshit statements and tolerate them. So, there it is. I'm at a crossroads. And I guess I'm part of miserable Portland, Oregon. However, definitely not liberal. Definitely not conservative either. Sucks. But racism is a deal breaker for me. All right. Thanks for listening.